Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Israel on defense now as they are losing clearly their biggest ally, the United States of America. Headlines now coming out from leakers in the White House, and this is on purpose, saying that Biden is warning Israel, you better be careful. Yeah, he's not warning Iran. He is warning Israel on a retaliatory strike after Iran went into an all-out war posture with a massive aerial assault on Israel. Now, this coming from ABC News. U.S. to Israel, if you strike back at Iran, you will do it alone. That is what U.S. military apparently has been told from the White House. ABC News reporting it this way. As Israel on Monday weighed its response to Iran's stunning attack this weekend, the U.S. is privately telling officials there, if Israel strikes back militarily, it will do so alone. It's an unusual message for a close ally that spent decades receiving more U.S. military aid than any other country in the world, and whose relationship with America is often described as ironclad. But once Joe Biden got into office, all of that changed. And after months of Israel acting on its own in Gaza and facing tough criticism from the U.S., specifically Joe Biden and his White House and other allies, that its military operations have, quote, gone too far, the Biden administration made it clear on Monday that the U.S. wouldn't participate in offensive military operations against Iran, fearing a broader war in the Middle East. Now, obviously, Iran is saying, great, we can now do whatever the hell we want to do because we know that America is not in the fight and America will not get in the fight. So we can attack Israel and we can have the biggest attack on Israel that has happened in my lifetime. That's why their calculus is this way. The other thing that's shocking is how much power Iran has now. As many of you know, if you listened to this show yesterday, I laid it out for you. Iran has their hands on billions and billions of dollars in money that is specifically coming in from their oil sales, which are supposed to be basically sanctioned right now. But America is not enforcing the sanctions. Now, why is America not enforcing the sanctions? Because we have a weak president that doesn't mind Iran being apparently powerful and taking basically orders from Iran, the same country that chants death to America, the same country that is attacking American soldiers in the Middle East, the same country that was responsible for more roadside bombs that killed American soldiers when we were in Iraq and Afghanistan than any other country in the world. That's Iran. Iran has made it clear they want to wipe out every Jew in the world. From the river to the sea, they want to get rid of Israel. And they chant regularly, death to America. And what is our president doing? Not a damn thing to stop them from gaining power, including a nuclear weapon. We also gave billions of dollars in access to funds that have been frozen. And we warned that those dollars were going to be spent to support terrorism. Because Iran is very actually easy to control. They're actually a really simple country to gain the upper hand on because they have one thing, oil. And if you put sanctions on that oil, it crushes their economy. And when their economy is crushed, the Ayatollah knows and everybody there knows, okay, we can't really be involved in a lot of terrorism right now for the reason that we don't have a lot of money. Let me tell you quickly about my friends over at Ammo Squared. If you are like me and you want to make sure that you have ammo no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in the with pricing, no matter what happens with a run on ammunition, we all witnessed this during COVID. Ammo Square is there to help you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically at rock bottom pricing. Ammo is actually delivered to you on demand or automatically when you need it. And they store your ammo as it stocks up for free when you don't. Founded more than 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho, Ammo Squared is truly automated, set it, forget it, ammo purchasing. You can look at it like an investment account if you want to, or a retirement account, and you can keep that ammo growing for a rainy day, or you can sell it back if prices surge and you don't need it all. You pick your caliber, you set your budget, you select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up and is delivered when you decide you want it. Over 60 different calibers to choose from, Ammo Squared is there to help you smooth out the rough spots of ammunition availability. It is literally like an ammo 401k or ammo savings account. Save up ammo for that rainy day or store it when the shelves go empty or sell it back. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you and it's easy. Go to AmmoSquared.com/Ben. AmmoSquared.com/Ben to sign up. And on top of that, you're going to get free ammo in your account today. AmmoSquared.com/Ben to sign up and get free ammo in your account today. So now they have, they're flush with money. They're flush with oil sales. They're flush with billions of barrels of oil going out and hundreds of billions of dollars coming into Iran. And that is exactly why they're able to do what they're doing right now. Fox News' Peter Doocy asked the White House today, Scott Kirby at the White House, like, hey, when are we going to hear something different from this White House? Because obviously the words to Iran that you guys have been using are not working to stop them from trying to kill Americans and also kill Israelis. Listen.
Has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about...
And they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. He made it clear that he didn't want to see escalation in the region. When we had an inkling that this kind of thing was coming, he added even more military resources to the region. More destroyers that were capable of shooting down ballistic missiles, a fighter squadron that was able to shoot down drones. And that's what we did.
So there you go, right? So the president says don't. Then he tells Israel, you better not respond. If you do, you're going to be going alone. That's not all. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre thinks to Biden, she says it's cheaper to get gas than it was a year ago. Trying to act like nothing's happening in the Middle East right now and gas prices aren't, you know, going up. And by the way, they are higher now than they were a year ago. They are again lying to you. Also, Scott Kirby was asked about unfreezing billions of dollars so that the Iranian leader could do exactly what I and many other conservatives warned you about, that if you give them billions of dollars, they're going to use it for terrorism, which is exactly what they did. Listen to this.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously. And as for this this unfreezing, none of that fund, none of those funds, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader of the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
So to be clear, this White House says, no, they're not really doing that. Sure, they are. That's exactly what they're doing. But they're going to look at you straight in the face. They're going to say, no, that's not really what's happening here. And he mocks the question. Really? There's not billions of dollars. Now, we know there is. We know the money went to Iran's leaders. We know that it freed up dollars for Iran to be able to do what they just did. And we know that they had the ability to have this unprecedented aerial assault, whether it be missiles or drone attacks, because of the money that they're making. And we're also not enforcing the sanctions on Iranian oil. Now, where are they selling that oil to, by the way, is also another part of this. They're selling it to China. Now, we know that they're selling it to China, and we know that the boats are leaving Iran, and we know their money's it's going to China, and China's happy to buy their oil because they actually get a discount, okay? They get a discount because it's black market oil, so they get to buy it on the cheap. Now, is that 10% off or 30% off? We don't know. But what we do know is that this president of the United States of America has deliberately not enforced, okay, the sanctions on Iran, which brings us back to the double standard here. We're letting Iran literally get away with murder. We're letting Iran get away with trying to commit what is basically a genocide. Iran has made it clear they want to kill every Jew. That's their goal. That's their objective. That's what they're trying to accomplish here. And yet we hold them not accountable for anything they're doing in Iran. But by golly, we are going to we're going to hold Israel accountable if they respond in a way that we believe is, quote, too heavy-handed. Scott Kirby was asked about the Biden administration. Hey, would the Biden administration be opposed to a standalone bill on aid for Israel? The reason why that question's asked is because Democrats voted against the emergency aid, military aid for Israel. They all voted, in essence, against it to stop it. That's going to come back up for a vote again, I'm sure, this week in Congress. So what does the White House have to say about that? Listen carefully.
Opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed, we would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Why? Why would you oppose a standalone bill for Israel funding? I can tell you exactly why. Because you don't want Israel to win, and you don't actually support Israel. The only reason why you wouldn't come out, okay, and say, yes, we are in favor of a bill, a standalone bill to support Israel. Yes, they need it right now. They don't need to be caught up in our politics in this country. It's a national security issue. They're one of our allies. It's because you're actually anti-Israel. And the White House is anti-Israel. And everybody around this White House is anti-Israel. They hate Jews. I say it because it's the truth, and we need to keep reminding people. That is the truth. Okay? That is the truth. Michael Moore, by the way, hardcore lefty, you may remember from some, I think it was Columbine movie that he did. Michael Moore actually warned Joe Biden, and here's how he put it. He warned Joe Biden that Joe Biden would become Hillary Clinton 2.0 if he continues to support Israel, which explains the foreign policy. The Biden administration, his team are saying, look, there's too many young wacko liberals out here, socialists and communists, that you need to vote for you. If you alienate them by supporting Israel, you're going to lose this upcoming presidential election. It's that simple. So screw the Jews. I got to get reelected.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a listen to Michael Moore. Again, he is the extremist. He's the socialist. He's the communist. He is an extremist in the Democratic Party, has been for 30 years. And he's warning Joe Biden, if you stand with Israel, it's going to cost you the White House and your reelection.
We could end this. President Biden, you could end this now. You know it's wrong. I know you know it's wrong. And I know I sound like a broken record. And I know that you're going to lose this election in part because too many people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to switch their vote from you to Trump. No, that is not how this is going to play out. As what happened to Hillary in Michigan, she lost by 2 votes per precinct. 2 for the whole state. 2. And that's what's going to happen to you. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of young people between the ages of 18 and 30, probably 35, maybe even 40. Young people don't want war. Why? Well, why don't they like war? Because they're the ones usually sent to go and die in the war. And so, no, they don't support it, and they don't support you. And now they're sick of you, sick of what you've been doing. And you can't see it. I know you've got good people working for you. Your aides, people in the White House, they must have said something to you that you've got to kind of bring this to an end and then make reparations to build those homes back for those people and get them some food and drinking water. I usually record these podcasts on Sunday. You go to Mass every Sunday. Do you understand that murder is a sin? Maybe the worst sin?
You listen to Michael Moore and people go, Ben, why do you play Michael Moore? I'll tell you exactly why. Because you need to know who your enemy and what they are and what they believe in. And you need to understand that this is what is driving the decisions at this White House. I think for far too long we isolated viewpoints of the left that we didn't want to hear because, like, well, they're stupid idiots. Yes, but you need to understand what they're saying and what they believe and what they are, what their whole game plan is. You study your adversary to know what they're about and how they react and how they act. So this is why the White House is hanging Israel out to dry, because of socialists and communists and Marxists like Michael Moore, who are warning this White House, you're going to lose the election unless you do what we tell you to do, which is to take your hand off of Israel, because we hate the Jews. All right, before I continue with this, I want to tell you about my friends over at Freedom Gold. And if you are like me and you are worried about your financial future and protecting your hard-earned dollars, you need to do what so many are doing around the world, and that is turning to gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and the much higher consumer prices we're dealing with right now. You need a financial plan that ensures that the money you save today will be enough for you tomorrow. And that's where gold and silver come in. Gold and silver have historically been amazing hedges against inflation and a great way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. And when it comes to buying gold and silver, you need a trusted partner. You need Freedom Gold USA. Let me tell you why. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. What does that mean? It means you could literally get 25 to 30% more gold or silver when buying from Freedom Gold over their competitors just by picking a partner that you can trust. Freedom Gold USA is all about educating their clients on how to invest in precious metals. And that's why I use them. And this is why I want you to call them. So take control of your financial future now. And no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens with banking, no matter what happens with hackers, if you have real tangible assets, gold and silver, you know you are protected. 1-800-655-8843. Take control of your financial future now. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or call them 1-800-655-8843. freedomgoldusa.com. Tell them Ben Ferguson sent you. Scott Kirby went on CNN. And he made it very clear when he was on CNN. We want a de-escalation. We don't want a war with Iran. Okay, we don't want any war with Iran. Israel against Iran, and that's why they're saying to Israel, it's on you, Israel, not to respond to Iran. Just so you know what happened 24 hours ago, those that were told they could speak on the record for the White House, but of course without their names being used, right? There was like 10 people at the White House they sent out to the media and said, hey, this is what we're thinking, this is it, that you can get me as this is on the record, a senior person at the White House, but you can't use my name, yada, yada, yada. What their message was this. Hey, Israel, yes, they fired hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rockets at you, and they used hundreds and hundreds of drones, you know, 300 plus total, and these cruise missiles and everything else. But the good news is, like, only one kid died from shrapnel. So take that as a success, and that is your response, is that you were successful in them not killing a whole lot of you this time, even though they killed a whole lot of you on the day they attacked you back in October. But move past that, Israel. Just look at this as a victory and then don't respond anymore because you just had a victory in stopping the attack. That is the White House's official position because they're more obsessed. And this goes back. This is so much like Jimmy Carter. It's unbelievable. When you look at Jimmy Carter, right? Jimmy Carter was like, I don't want to be in any war. I don't want to get in a war. I don't want to get in a war with Iran. I'm going to be weak. And what did Iran do then? They held American hostages for over a year. They took our embassy and they took the men and women in there and they held them for over a year. And then as soon as Ronald Reagan, who said, go ahead, I dare you, right? Come after me and watch what happens. I dare you. Come after me and see what happens. You don't let those hostages go. It is game on. And the day that he was inaugurated, what'd they do? We got our hostages back. Yeah. The hostages came back. That's what happened. And now we have a president that is taking orders, I should say, from terrorists. We are owned right now like we've never been owned before by China. We have never been owned before like we have by places like Russia. And we've never been owned like we are being owned right now by smaller countries like Mexico with all the illegals coming across and now Iran. Listen to Scott Kirby. He's not obsessed with defending or attacking or fighting back against Iran. No, no. He's all about de-escalation. Let Iran be in charge.
Thank you very much for coming on. So Israel's war cabinet's meeting again right now. They have said that they will exact a price from Iran. Does President Biden support Israel retaliating now after the Iran attack?
Well, we respect that that's a decision the War Cabinet and the Prime Minister have to make. And we know that they live in a very tough neighborhood. The President believes that what happened Saturday night was an extraordinary military success, and that it proved Israel is not alone, and it proved that Israel has a military superiority it can be proud of, and that they ought to think about what that success, so the message that that sends to Iran and to the region itself. He's also been very clear, Kate, that we don't want a war with Iran. We don't seek to widen and broaden this conflict. We don't want to see things escalate. As a matter of fact, what we want to do is see things de-escalate. And defending Israel the way we helped do on Saturday should have that effect.
When you talk about de-escalating, so is it the position of the Biden administration that Israel should not retaliate on Iran or Iranian territory now?
Again, that's a decision that only Prime Minister Netanyahu and the War Cabinet can make. I mean, again, we respect their sovereign decision-making process. What we want to see is de-escalation of the tensions. We don't want to see a wider war. And everything the President's been doing, including putting U.S. forces in the fight Saturday night to defend Israel, which I think is the first time it's ever been done, has been to de-escalate, to take the tensions down, to put resources in the region, to send a strong signal to anybody who might act inimical to our interest or the interest of our allies and partners, that it's unacceptable.
Does that sound like how you treat your close ally and ironclad friendship that you have with Israel? No, that's what you talk like when you're dealing with a country that basically you don't have a lot of respect for, and you certainly don't have a lot of support that you want to give them. What you're also doing is you're setting a precedent that we care more about a fundamental idea of not being at war, so other people are allowed to attack, and then you don't categorize it a war as long as we don't respond to the attack. This goes back to Afghanistan, and this is when the world understood, the bad guys in the world understood, they can do whatever the hell they want to do in the world right now. If the calculus comes in that America would have to get involved to stop them, whether it's China and Taiwan, whether it is Russia and Ukraine, or whether it's Iran in the Middle East, and this could easily get outside of just Israel very quickly. When we were in Afghanistan and the president picked an arbitrary date and an anniversary of 9/11 to get us out so he could have a grandstanding, you know, all of a sudden moment where he's like, I ended America's longest war. See how great I am. He didn't care how many Americans died. Joe Biden was told by somebody that war is bad, young people don't like it, get out of this war in Afghanistan, you can put it on your resume that you're the guy that ended the longest American war in history, and everybody will love you. And people died because of that decision. And then we started taking orders from the Taliban. And then they killed American troops, and we didn't respond. And we got out on their timeline instead of our own timeline, which put countless people that helped Americans, translators and others at risk. Many of them were beheaded. Many of them were shot and dragged in the streets. Their family members were raped and beaten and murdered. And all because the president wanted a certain day in time, September the 11th, where he could say, I got us out of Afghanistan. That is the moment when Iran and all these other countries and all these other bad people in the world realize we can do whatever we want.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me say one other thing about Israel real quick, which is important. Israel has the right to defend itself. And what I know is if America had 300 rockets, ballistic missiles, and drones coming across our border, we would unleash holy hell on the people that did it. I have no doubt in my mind. I even believe that Joe Biden would do that because he would know that he had to. I expect there to be a stern response from Israel. In fact, I would expect nothing less because it's exactly what America would do. And the part that irritates me the most about this White House is they're acting like Israel should somehow bow to the international pressure and not defend itself. Like, you come into my house, guns a-blazing, I'm coming after you, guns a-blazing. I'm not going to sit there and be like, okay, hey, don't break in my house again, okay? Like, you be nice to me. Like, I'm trying to de-escalate this thing. No, I'm coming after you with every bit of firepower that I have. And that's exactly what any country should do in this moment. But there's two things right now that are playing to the advantage of the Biden administration's policy. One, he believes he's gaining votes by being anti-Israel. And that's clear. Michael Moore, as I played for you earlier, that's what they believe. And believe them. This is how fundamental and how radical they are. They hate Jews, okay? They're anti-Semitic, full stop. But the other thing that's giving them cover right now is the fact that the media is not even covering the war and this attack on Israel because they've got Donald Trump to talk about, and Donald Trump is everything. I'll give you an example. MSNBC had a moment this afternoon that was disgusting. On TV, Trump on trial. Now break in. Break in Trump's historic hush money trial, which is not really historic. The hush money trial is a joke because Stormy Daniels put out a clear statement that she was not paid hush money. She was never paid hush money. It's her own words. She signed it. It's there. You can find it. I put it up on social media. That's her words, but it doesn't matter because Alvin Bragg has made how much money? How much money has Alvin Bragg made by going after Donald Trump? He has raised literally millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Alvin Bragg is an individual that said, vote for me, I'll go after Trump. And he's done it. Okay, he's paid off on that. Like, he's made good on that promise, number one. And number two, he's making an incredible amount of money off of this. The amount of cash that Alvin Bragg has brought in. In fact, he's raised about $1 million. This came out today. Over about $1 million since he indicted Donald Trump alone and raised money before that on saying he was going to go after Donald Trump. So this is a seven-figure indictment. I didn't think we were supposed to live in a world where you could run for office and raise money off of indicting political opponents. Like, that happens in third world countries. That happens in places that I would never want to even visit, much less live. And Alvin Bragg has made it clear. He's making a living off of going after his political opponents. Hey, vote for me and I'll go after Trump. Hey, now that I'm going after Trump and I've indicted Trump and I'm taking him to on a sham trial, I need your help. I need your support. And he's raised $1 million because he indicted his political opponent. I thought that lawyers were supposed to have some sort of like code of conduct and ethics. They were supposed to be, you know, above reproach with this stuff. Like, where's the bar? Right? How does this guy still have his law license when he's actually running on the idea that, hey, regardless of the facts, I'm indicting him. Vote for me and I'm indicting my political opponent, Donald Trump, right? The other side. Vote for me. All right, now that I've indicted him, I need your money. Give me $1 million and I'll keep going after my political opponents, the people that you hate. Like that, I would assume that that's got to be some sort of violation of your oath as a lawyer, as a person of the court. Haha, no, not New York, apparently. So we've got wall-to-wall coverage, which is helping Joe Biden because people aren't having to deal with watching what's really happening in Israel. And now you've got these people on TV that are saying things, for example, like our founding fathers would be in dismay if they saw Trump today. Listen to this on MSNBC.
We've been noting that this is the first time in American history that a former president is on trial. And Donald Trump is also challenging that very premise with his upcoming Supreme Court case, arguing that he should have immunity, that it is unconstitutional for him to be on trial at all. But this is not only a test of the American legal system, it's also a test of constitutional democracy. Joining me now is Michael Beschloss, NBC News presidential historian, and John Meacham, historian and the Rogers Distinguished Professor at Vanderbilt University. So glad to talk to both of you. And of course, John is also the author of the book, And There Was Light, Abraham Lincoln and the American Struggle. So, Michael, first to you, what do you see as at stake in terms of history in the way this trial is conducted and the way it turns out?
Well, let's have a very brief, and I promise brief, visit to our founders in 1787, writing the Constitution. I think they felt that they had created a political system that would choose people as presidents who were not too likely to have been to be accused of criminal conduct. I think that's safe. So if they came back in 2024, the first thing they would say, I think, is, you know, our system did not work. What happened? But, you know, you were talking a little bit earlier, Andrea, and also the others were as well. You know, have we seen anything like this in history? And actually, we have. In 1972, Richard Nixon is president, June of 1972, on that famous tape, probably obstructed justice and did so to keep damaging information out of the minds, the knowledge of the public, so that he could be sure to win election as president in 1972. That has a parallel here. Nixon, when he quit in 1974 because of this, thought he was going to jail. And I think we should say that if Gerald Ford had not pardoned him, Nixon probably would have been put on criminal trial. And most legal experts think that he would have been convicted and sent to jail. So the point is that this has happened before. But what should we say if people just say there's something wrong with our system? This is a setup for Donald Trump. You know, the problem is not with him, it's with the system. That's something that people did not say about Nixon in 1974.
So there you go. Our founders writing the Constitution would say, quote, our system did not work if they saw Trump today. Our system did not work. What happened? That is the propaganda wall to wall on TV as we speak. They're out there totally obsessed with this. And they want to lock up, okay? They want to lock up the president of the United States of America, and it's all because they hate his politics, okay? That's it, folks. That's the whole thing. Former Trump attorney cracks up Jake Tapper by mimicking potential juror with Irish accent who said she despised Trump. This is part of what they're doing on TV. Listen.
So obviously Manhattan is, and the surrounding boroughs are not exactly known as being ground zero for support of Donald Trump. What's the best way to make sure you get a fair jury for a Republican president in a largely Democratic city?
Well, Jake, here's the problem with what you just said. Most people, I think, the way even you phrased it, Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs, you know, the Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, people think that's where you pull from, but you don't. When the Manhattan DA files charges, you only pick from the island of Manhattan. So, you know, you need that cop from Staten Island. You need that firefighter from Queens to kind of balance things out. But your subset is the island of Manhattan. And I just can tell you my personal experience was that that's not a great demographic in this case. My thoughts from having done it once.
So how, given, I appreciate the correction. I did, you're right. I did think that Staten Island would be part of it. Staten Island obviously went for Trump, the only borough to do so. In the 2020 election. So given the limitations of Manhattan, how do you do it? How do you find a fair jury?
Well, I'll tell you, Jake, when we were doing it, and Judge Marchand is a very serious man. He's very smart. He's extremely courteous. I mean, I'm not getting into people's biases or prejudices. I'm not qualified to do that. I can tell you, having spent 7 weeks with the man, he's a gentleman. And he gave us as much time as we needed. However, you know, he wanted to get a jury seated. So we had a lady.
Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize. We're just showing the first image of Donald Trump from inside the courtroom. It's a still photograph that we're showing there. Just want to make sure our viewers know what they're looking at. Please continue. I apologize.
We had a lady come up as a prospective juror. I've been picking juries for about 35 years. She looked good to me. A lady in her mid-40s of Irish extraction. She spoke with a brogue. She worked in an Irish pub. And in our questionnaire, questions 29 and 30 said, do you have any strong feelings about the former president? And if so, would they affect your ability to be fair? And she checked them. So I said, well, ma'am, you know, would they be positive or negative feelings? And she says, oh, I despise that man. And I said, I guess it was late in the day, Jake. And I said, oh, come on, don't sugarcoat things for me. Speak your mind. She says, oh, speak me mind. I hate him. And Jake, I, you know, 3.5 decades since Ronald Reagan was president, I've been knocking around picking juries. I was floored. And I looked over at Judge Marchand, expecting him to meet my gaze and dismiss her. And he said, now, wait a minute. And he's got his robe on and the pomp and circumstance of the courtroom. If I instructed you on the law, could you put those feelings aside and be fair? And she said, like most people say when they see the judge in that black robe, sure, judge. So she made it to the second round. I got her out a different way, but it was like rows of shark teeth. They just kept coming. And she wasn't the dangerous juror, Jake, because she answered the questions. The juror who just answers no questions, and you just have a gut feeling. You say, if it's a male jury, say, Sarah, you seem to be the perfect juror on paper. There's nothing about the former president that gives you, nah, I'm fine. Put me in. I'll be great. And that's the juror that I worry about, the juror who has some type of ulterior motive to get on that case to settle a score.
Leave it to Jake Tapper to laugh at the seriousness of the situation. Like, oh, this is so funny. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to lock up Donald Trump. We're going to bankrupt him. We're going to make him sell his assets. This is how much they hate him. They'll laugh on TV about the scenario that Trump is in that they know is cooking the books against him because it's absolutely a Manhattan jury that is going to hate him. And we know that from the voting numbers in Manhattan. Make sure you share this podcast, please, on social media, so that others can hear what's happening. And make sure you hit that subscribe, follow, or auto download button. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.